You see, when you wind hits it, see, it'd be always breaking. And in the center of it, they got the meat down like that, you know. That was going up to the top, you know. And blowing, when they go up and break them up to the top, see, the wheel won't blow it and make the whole house, and then take wallpaper in and went over what? Over that sheet. And that sheet was 2 inches thick, 2 by 6s.
Yeah.
And then they take wallpaper, go over it, they either take the plaster and go over it and lead and plaster. Man, that was a fine house. And it had I don't know what kind of bricks you call it, but I know one thing is they look like gold, you know, around the fireplaces. Mm-hmm. Had a great big mirror over every fireplace. And had
up over the fireplace place you have a place where you put a clock?
Yeah, a mantelpiece, they call it a mantelpiece, and it had big mothers and great big mirrors up over it, you know. And every one of them had big round turn posters around the edge of the porch.
Yeah.
And big, and the porch went all the way around the house. And you could go around it, I don't care how hot it was, you could get up in that little bed, you had to put a cover on. It's cold, you get cold for a day. Huh. And every day, you go in there, it'd be as cool. And you never hear a mosquito, never did see a gnat. And the water, I had a well was 1,000 feet deep. There was a pump well there.
1,000 feet?
And we couldn't, my mother couldn't wash no clothes or nothing in it. Couldn't get no soap to lather in it. That big spring down there, she go to that spring and drink that water. And that big spring down there, she your water lather, soap was lather in here. But that water up at the house, you couldn't put nothing in it like it lather. But it tastes good, it was healthy. I never did it was sick a minute then. I seen folks be fighting that so well. And went home, they could sit out there on the porch all night, all day, you never see a gnat, mosquito. But if you leave them there, get down out from there, them nasty mosquitoes take you off. I wonder what made that.
Uh-huh.
Name of the place we had Austin. Had a big old livery stable there, you know, a big old barn. Used to trade mules out there.
Uh-huh.
That's the first house in that country had electric lights. And we put them in and we got there. We had a Delco system on a trailer. That's our two-wheel wagon.
Right, yeah.
And we pulled it up out there and by wired the house up. And we had electric lights. One of people wondered where we get them lights from. He didn't have any around there.
But the rooms in it, how'd you get from the upstairs to the downstairs?
I mean, it had a step that went round like that.
Yeah.
Going round like that, you know, and an S shape. He got to the top. That's young and get on that rail, you know, boy, you talking about coming out of that place, we could come out. That was a mighty fine house. He made a fat line.
Was it?
It sure was. They bunged it up. Somebody bunged it up or caught a fire somewhere and it got bunged up, said, we moved from there.
Yeah. Was it on the inside, that those steps?
Yeah,
on the outside of
hell. Inside.
Yeah. Did you ever see houses around that were built with steps on the outside?
Oh, yeah.
Or like
that? Oh, yeah, I seen them built. Those steps, he put them up at Columbus built that way, didn't he? Steps on the outside.
Huh. Okay. But none out here in this part of the country?
I don't know any around this part of the country.
Okay.
That's how I'm studying to see.
Well, houses used to catch on fire a lot back in those days, didn't they?